Fighter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamma Daf Tzadi Hey. Picking it up on Tzadi Hey, about six lines down or so, the next part of the Mishnah. Gozel Paramu Beres V'yolda. The Mishnah said that if somebody goes and steals a cow that's pregnant and it gives birth, or you have a sheep that has on it a lot of wool and then you sheared it, you pay the value of the cow that's going to give birth or the value of the sheep that's going to take off the wool. Tana Rabban on Hagozel Rachel L'Gzaza. Somebody goes and steals a Rachel and then she shaves it, right, shears it. Par of Yelda, the sheep, and then the cow, and it gives birth. Mishalim Osav has Gizusav has Valzaseh. You go and you pay the, it itself. You have to go and give back. And it's the shearings and the offsprings, right? That's what goes on, everything. Divir Meir, Zagaz Divir Meir. Huda Omer, Gezele Choseres Bayanea. Stolen animal goes back to the owner exactly as is. That's what you do. You stole it. This animal goes back to it as is, and he has to pay the owner the value of the wool or the baby at the time that it was stole. Rabbi Shimon says, "Rowan also kilu he shuma etzlo bekesef." We look at it as if we appraised it and put it with him according to its money at the time that it got stolen. Ibayilu frek the gemara. My time to Meir. What's Shmuel Rabbi Meir? He says that you have to give back the animal, the baby, and the wool. Mishum de kasaver shinoi b'mkoma omed, is it because he says, well, shinoi, it still remains in its original state. Odilma be'alma shinoi kona. Really, shinoi is kona. V'hacha kenasahu de kakanis. And here's just a kenas, that the person is now getting a kenas, because why should he gain from what he did? L'may nafkamino, what's the difference? What, like, at the end of the day, you gotta give it back. Mechash. It's talking about a case where it went down in value. That is, that if Rabbi Meir wants to say that a change, a physical change, is not kona, then even when the animal went down in value, he can return the animal and say, here, and here's shachal flanecha. But if Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it does, it is kona, and it's only by a kenas that he has to go and he has to return it, then where the animal went down in value because of that, then this ganav here holds on to the animal and has to be the owner of the full value of the animal at the time that it was stolen. Toshima, let's take a look. Toshima, Frek the Zakta Gemara, Guzzle Behema Vizkina. That's what we're trying to figure out over here. Does he hold that Shino Bim Koma Omid or not? And it's a kanas. So says the Gemara, Guzzle Behema Vizkina. If you stole an animal, became old. Avadim Vizkina, or slaves, and they become old. Mishalim Kishas Gzil, to pay according to the time of the robbery itself. Meir Omer, he says, Ba'avadim Omer Lo Hari Shalchal Fanecha. When it comes to Avadim, you say here, that which is Hine Shalchal Bil Fanecha, this is for you. V'ilu Behema Kishas Gzila, when it comes to the animal, the time that it's stolen, that, so it's only, he's only arguing on the Avadim part. V'isakadai Dechsav Rebbe Meir Shinoi Bim Komo Omer, if you want to say the Shinoi remains in its original state, it should be also by a behema that this ganav should be able to return the animal to Hinesh Chabal Fanecha. El Alav Shem, no, what comes out of here? Kum Tachoyis, Kasab Rimeir, Shinoi Kona. Really, it is Kona. Vahacha, Kenasu, the Kakarnis, and this is just a Kenas that he's getting over here. Says the Gemara, not true, not a good raya. Amri, Rimeir, Lidivrim, the Rabbanon, Kamrilo. He's just speaking the words of the Rabbanon. Lididi, Shinoi Ain Kona. You could explain it to me that he's saying, according to me, Shino is not kona. If I feel behema nami, and even a behema, a stolen animal that went down in value, ela did chuda amar Shino kona. According to you, they say it is kona. Odeli miyas ba'avda de kemekarkoi dami. But even according to you, that you say that Shino is kona, at least admit to me that when it comes to an eved, that he's considered like karka, and we know that vekarka in an exelus, karka can't be stolen. So even if this ganav has some sort of shinur that goes on over here, gets older, he doesn't acquire him, but rather he has to return. He has to. He gives it to him as he is now. V'amrili Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, no, not maskim. Avdik matatli dami. I say shinur is kona, and it's like mataltalin, and therefore it can be stolen. And when it goes to change, he acquires, he's got to pay the value at the time of the geneva. So we still have an answer up here. What does Rabbi Meir hold? Does he say Shinoi is kona or not? Toshima, let's try again from something we learned in a Mishnah coming up soon in Bava Kamma. Toshima, Litzvoa bo lo edom, Litzvoa shachor. Let's say you have someone who gives wool to someone who does dyeing. That's what he does for a living. And he says, listen, I want you to dye it red. And he ends up dyeing it black. Shachor is oyaldom. He says, I want to do it black. And he does it red. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says, no sin lo demet samro. That the owner has to, the guy has to pay the owner the value of the wool. Says Rashi, Kidimi Karlik, it was originally. Even though maybe it's worth now more, for someone who needs red wool. So now he says back in the Gemara, no son of Demet Samaro, Demet Samaro in, Demet Samaro, Vishivcha lo. If you want to say that it's not Kona, then it all retains, it all belongs to the original owner, then then he would have to pay him not only the Demet Samar, but also the color and the value that went up as well. Allah Shemana, what do you see? Because every mayor, Shinoi Kona, Shinoi is Kona. Shinoi Kona, Vahacha Kanasa, who the Kakanis near to Sakras, Shma, Mina, period. Now, there's another way we learn this whole thing. Ikadami, Ha, Lobi, Bailan. Now, that's not a question. We know what Rav Meir holds. Midapik Rav Vitani, from the fact that Rav, he switches the shitas that are in the Mishnah about the stolen animal slaves that get older, and he says that Guzzle Behema, there's a change over there, top right corner, Veskinov, so you steal an animal and it gets older, Avodah Veskinov, or slaves and they get older, Mishalim Kishas Exil, you pay according to the time of the theft, Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir, so clearly, the Vechacham, say, Avodim Omer Lahorisha Cholofanecha. The Vadim say, here's in front of you. So Rabbi Meir clearly says that he used Kona. Vade Rabbi Meir Shina Kona. Vahacha Kanasu de Kakanas Lensa Kanas. Kika Iboilan Hachi Boilan. What was the question we wanted to ask? Kika Kanas Bemazid, Avabashogi Glow Kanas. When we make a Kanas, is it only if it's done Bemazid, when you go and you steal something intentionally? Avabashogi Glow Kanas. But if it did it Bashogig, meaning they stole it away that they didn't know was going on. Meaning Rashi says, Kigon Lokeach Shalokach Migazlan. You have a buyer who buys it from the thief who doesn't know. And it goes up in value. He didn't know it was stolen. Maybe there's a kanas even when it's done. Bishogig. That's what we're trying to ask. Says Gemara. Tell Shema. Let's try to figure this out. There are five people that collect only from Mechorarin. Mechorarin are things that are not yet sold. Rashi says, Minechosim b'nechorin. For the Mechosim b'shibad, they're not things that are sold and they have a shibad on it. There are five types of people that can collect from. The Elohim, these are them. Peros, v'shevach peros. From a Kabbalah, loves lozun ben ishto, obas ishto. The get chov, she'en bo achrayas. Uksuvas isha, she'en bo achrayas. These are the five type of circumstances that you can only take from the person the stuff that they have with them. But not from somebody who bought it from them, right? There's not a lien on it. What are they? These are pairs of the produce and the shovel pairs, so it goes up in value. Someone who takes upon himself to take care of the son or daughter of his wife, it's not his kid, it's stepkid. And a get, chov, that is no achrayas, someone who comes to collect with a chov here, but he doesn't have anything written in it, an achrayas. And the ksubas isha shem achrayas, also ksubas isha is no achrayas. That's of the five things. Now, man shamat leita amar achrayas lav to'o sofer, who's of the opinion that says that achrayas is not considered a to'o sofer, meaning to say that there's the machlokas, that one is of the opinion that if it's an achrayas, if there's a type of get that's written over here, or it's a normal case that there would be achrayas involved, and it's not written in there, we say it's a to'o sofer, the sofer, and the guy ends up getting it. And there are others that say, no, if it's not written in there, it's not written in there. Who's the one who says that? Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. The katani peris v'shevach peris. And it brings it in the braisa that somebody who gets paid for the loss of fruit or, you know, the peris, the offshoot of the land, and shevach peris. Shevach peris hechidamina. What's the case of when it gets better? Kegon sheguzel sadam echaveru mechar lacher. It's talking about a case where you stole. Somebody stole a field from his friend, sold it to someone else. It's going to went up in value. Verhi yotza mitachas yodo. And it comes out from under his hand. Right? As it is right now, that's what the court does. Gives it back to its owner. Kishu gova. And we say that when the buyer goes and collects money for what he lost over here, beep, turn the page. Tzadi hei on the base. Gova is a karen in the chasam shabadim. He's able to get the karen, the original value, from the chasam shabadim. Oh, says Rashi. Say, who kadam? Rahavi kemilva bishtar. It's like he lent with a shtar. Shari kosav lo bishtar amachira. He writes in there that if it gets taken from Yaksav Yigur Menachasim, he's able to go and take it from his Menachasim. Veshevach, back to the Gemara, Veshevach Menachasim Menachorin, and the Shevach he can take from the Menachasim Menachorin. The Asa Baal Ar of Veshakal Ar Veshevche. Now, if the one who bought is collecting the Karen and the Shevach from the Ganav, we see that what? That the original owner, of the one who owned the land originally, comes and takes both his land and the shevach, the stuff that he bought and the stuff that went up in value. My lav bama arts, we're not talking about it here, But the guy who bought it is a Ama Aretz. This guy doesn't know anything. The Lo Yoda the Karka Nigzelis. He doesn't know. He's not aware of this fact whether Karka can be considered stolen or not, or whether that actually takes effect. And even so, the original owner comes and he takes the land and the stuff that goes up. What do you see? Bishogig nami kanis. Shogig, you're also kanis. Boom, and that answers your question here. Rashi says, because it goes back to the when it got stolen. Says, Gemara, not a raya. Amri, lo. We're talking about it's the one who bought. It's actually Tamar Chacham, and he knows the halacha. He knows land can't be stolen. So when he bought the land and it went up in value, he went up for himself. He knew he didn't legally get the land, and that therefore he was using someone else's stuff against what he did. So it's not possible that the mayor would say that there's a kanas only in that case where the buyer did it b'mezid, but where they did it b'shogig, maybe he's not going to give him a kanas, only in the case where it's done b'mezid. Ah, so you don't have a riot from there. So this is Gemara, Tashma, let's try again. Let's say someone gives the wool to the person who does the dyeing, and he says to him, I want you to make it red, and he makes it black. Shachor is over Adam, maybe he said, I want it black, and he made it red. Only the amount of the tzemer itself, but not the shevach. If you want to say the b'shogig, you're also getting a kanas. Then to make tzemer v'shivcha boy lemisnele, he would have to give back the original owner the value of both of these, the wool and the shevach. Elav shmamina must be b'mezid kanas b'shogig lo kanas. Only b'mezid is a kanas, b'shogig not. Says Gemara shmamina good. Only b'mezid is a kanas, b'shogig is not a kanas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gzela Chozeres Beinah. Rabbi Yehuda says that, right, we brought up Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Gzela Chozeres Beinah, the thing that gets stolen, it goes up as is. The cow that gave birth, or the sheep that you shaved it off, it goes back to the original owner as it is. And the robber holds on to the ganav holds on to the baby or the stuff that he did, and he has to now pay the value of Shimon Omer, Rowan Osakilu, he Shuma, Etzlabakasif. We look at it as if it was evaluated and put with him according to the value at the time that it was stolen, by how much it was, and that's what he pays. What's the difference between these two Shitas? Right? At the end of the day, they both mask him that the Ganav returns the cow, right? And the sheep. And he also gives back the value of the animal before it's born, or the wool before it's shorn. And he keeps that which he, what he has over there. So what's the difference? They're arguing over shevach, things that go up in value that are still connected to the stolen thing. That is, what are we talking about? In a case where the value went up after they stole it, but it's still attached to the animal. So he stole this animal. And he shaved it off, and then it grew new wool while he had it, and now he wants to return it to the owner before he goes and he shaves it off, or he stole this cow, and then it got pregnant again, and now he wants to give it back before it gives birth. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, the Nigzalavir. Rabbi Yehuda says that it belongs to the one who stole it. Rabbi Shimon Savar, the Gazanavir. No, it belongs to the Nigzal is the one who got stolen from, and Rabbi Shimon Savar, the Gazanavir. No, it belongs to the Gazlan. Rav Papa Ami says, "Dekuliyama shevach shel gabi gzeila de gazlan." He says, "No, really, both Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon are of the opinion that it really belongs to the ganav." Over here, they're arguing over half, a third, or a quarter. Yehuda Savar shevach shel gabi gzeila kule de gazlan. He said that the stuff that goes up that's still attached belongs entirely to the ganav. Rabbi Shimon Savar yields lamechsel shishor via who the shakel gazlan. It's only a half, a third, or a quarter that the thief will take. What Rabbi Shimon is saying is he's saying that since the ganav took care of the animal while he was holding on to it, we look at the ganav it was some sort of deal now with the owner to take care of this animal for a certain amount of time in order to get something from that. He's going to get wool, he's going to get some babies that come from it. And it's such a matzav, now this animal is evaluated at the beginning of this time and put into, you know, somebody else taking care of it who's going to return the amount at the end of the time, no matter what happens to the animal. So the one who's taking care of it takes care of the animal and its its wool, etc. And he gets profit from that, a quarter, a third, or a half, depending on what's normally done. Tanan. Now let's understand, because we learned in the Mishnah. Gozal parvin is abra etzelo V'yolda. Let's say somebody goes and steals a cow and it became pregnant while he has it and then gives birth. Rachel v'nitan v'etzel v'gzaza. A rachel, and then it grows hair and then he shaves it off. B'shalim b'shasa gzit kishas l'gzela. You pay according to the time of the actual gzela. Yolda in. What does that mean? That if it gave birth, then he's going to acquire it. Lo yolda hadra b'ene. But if it didn't give birth, it goes back to the original owner with this animal that's inside it. Bishlam Rebbe Zvi, it makes sense. The Amr Shavach Shal Gabi Gzela Dinigzel Havi L'Rebbe Huda. He says that the stuff that goes up in value is attached to the stolen thing, belongs to the one who got stolen from, according to Rebbe Yehuda. Hamani, who now is this Mishnah that says that it goes back? Rebbe Huda. It's Rebbe Huda. Eller Papa, the Amr, the Gazan Havi really belongs to the Gazan. Hamani, who's going to be the one who's the Mishnah? Lo Rebbe Huda V'lo Rebbe Shimon. Neither Rebbe Huda or Rabbi Shimon. Bukhar Papa, who adin afil loyal dinami kishas exeo de shalim. Papa says it would be the same din even if it didn't give birth or you didn't shave it off. That the ganav is to pay only at the time of stealing and he holds on to the animal that's not born yet and the stuff that's not yet shaved. The hard to katani yolda, that the fact that the Mishnah uses the lashon of yolda, I did not separate yolda since in the resha. The first part when it said where the animal gave birth, Anasif Sefanam Yolda uses that Lashon as well. But the din is the same, that even the animal didn't give birth or he didn't shear off the wool. And really, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Everything's good and dandy. Tanya comes there, a puppy of a breast that supports this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rona Sakilu, he Shuma Etzlo, the cast of the Mechsel Sisra, via straightforward. I'm Rav Ashi. Kavina be Rav Kahana, Yibayalan. When we were learning by Rav Kahana, Kevina Beir of Kana, Ibarlin, he asks us, L'Rebbe Shimon Damer L'Mechsel Shisho Avia, who the Shakil Gazlan, that that's what the Gazlan takes. Kimis Salkinan Le, when we take him away from this by paying him how much he, you know, he's owed, Bidami Misalkin Le, do we remove him with money? Aldumim Bibisra, the Shakil. Maybe he takes from the actual meat of this baby that's not yet born. How do we pay him off? Ubashatna Meha, Damer of Nachman, Rav Shmuel, Shlosha Shaman Lahana Shevach, we answer this from that which Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Shlosha Shaman Lahana Shevach, Umalan Usam Bidamim. There are three people who we assess the improvement, the value that goes up, that they made on the land, Umalan Usam Bidamim, and we remove them by paying them the value in money. And these are them. Bechor Lipashut, a Bechor, a firstborn animal, to a Pardon. I'm a secondborn, so I look at my brother as the firstborn animal. And so we're going to Bechor himself, the firstborn. He pays cash money to a lapasha, to a regular kid, for the value that goes up before they split it. Ubal chov lelokech, and someone who owes money to, who is paying the lokech, the one who bought, that goes up. Ubal chov liyisomim, and somebody, a bal chov, who gives to the yisomim stuff that goes up that they inherited. And this is where... Yeah, that's how they answered up the question. Okay, so the second case that we brought up over there is about chov lelokeach. And this is talking about, let's say, you owe me money. And then, okay, so I now have a lien over your property. You end up going and selling a property to someone else, to a third party. And now I go to the third party, and I'm like, hey, you got to give it to me. And in the meantime, that third party had put into the land, and now the land is worth more. So since the land is worth more now, I now come and take the land. I'm not allowed to take, I get to actually take the entirety of the land and not that I only get like 2/3 of it if the value went up as such, but I get to go that, and then that's the most I can get. I have to pay off the rest of the stuff that of the value of it went up. So now the Gemara asks, Amrli Ravina Ravashi, Mi Amr Shmuel Balchov Lokech Yovel Shevach, is that true? Amr Shmuel Balchov Gova Es Shevach. Says Balchov, he ends up getting it. The buyer, that third-party guy, got messed over. Sorry, man, I get it all. Amalei says to him, Lo kasha, kan b'shevach ha-megia l'ksifayim, v'kan b'shevach she'ein magia l'ksifayim. That which we said over here, that he has to pay him for the stuff that goes up, he's talking about the things that got to his shoulders. And the other one, where it says that he gets to keep it, is talking about where stuff that doesn't get to his shoulders. Stuff getting to the shoulders, Rashi says, like, for example, is tavua shegadla kol tzarka, grain that grew its entire, you know, how much it's going to grow. And it says, lokeach od demeah, now you go give it to it or its value of money, because it's not really considered connected to the land anymore, because it's totally finished. But the one that wasn't a galaxy farm, then it's still considered part of the land, and therefore, he wouldn't have to go and give it to him. So Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, says, nice try, V'ham Ma'isim B'chol Yom, but we have stories all the time that the Baal Chov would come and say, V'kam Magbi Shmuel, and say, well, you know, and Shmuel would let them go ahead and get it from that land, even the stuff that went up to the shoulders, he can only keep. Amar Lei, Lokashi, says, okay, so fine, another answer, it's not a question. Beep, turn the page, study from the base. Had the Masik Bey Kishir Ara V'shivcha, had the Masik Bey Ela Kishir Ara. When is it that I can take from the third party and not having to pay him back at all? That's where I have a claim on this debt, the guy who owes me the money, for something equal to the value of the land and the improvement and the shevach. Right? In that case, I get everything. I have to pay the third party guy. And the other one, it doesn't reach that level, then I have to go and pay the guy off. I got to pay him the extra. Amar Lei, but hold on a second. Ravina is back. Honey, chalamad amar e isleg zuze little kech lo matzi mesal kli balchov. This is good according to one who says that even if the buyer of this land, a third party, has money, he cannot remove the original guy, meaning me, from the land by giving money instead. Shaper. Then everything makes sense. So Shmuel would say that even though the debt equals only the value of the land without the shevach, that the person who's the creditor can go and collect both the land and the stuff that goes up and then pay off the buyer for that went up. Elaman da Amar, right? Pay him with cash money. Elaman da Amar Kunuma says, E isle zuse lokech matzi masalikli le balchov. That if the buyer, meaning the third party, has money to buy it, he can remove the creditor, meaning me, from the land by giving money instead. So now, how do I have the right to go ahead and take the entire land with the shevach and just pay him with money? Lay Malay, the buyer, third party, could say, E have lizuzi, if I had money, have masakinulan mikuliara. I could have removed you from the entire land by giving you the amount of money that's owed to you in money. Just cash money. Hashta, now that I don't have this money to stop you, have li griva da'ara shir shivchai. Give me a piece of land that's equal to the value of how much it went up. Amalei, he says back, says Ravashi, Hachamai skinon kigon deshavi ni'alei apotiki. We're talking about the case where this land was made apotiki, which means potei kai. This is where it's going to be. Amalei lo yeh lecha peron elamizeh. You have no right to collect payment for the debt except for from this particular field. And this matzav, everyone's going to be maskim that the buyer, the third party, can't stop this guy from taking back this property and by paying him money for it. And therefore, he can take the entire area of Apotiki, which went up, and just pay the guy back for the value that he put into it in order to pay him off. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.